Good morning, I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN. Sports is brought to you by Detter Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Detter difference.
NASCAR's Dale Earnhardt became a legend by being a race car champion who never forgot where he came from. He supported his hometown every chance he could. Atlantic's Don Detter was a lot like Dale. He grew up in a small town and became a champion in the car business. Both Detter and Earnhardt passed that same work ethic and love for their community to their sons. Today, Detter Motor Company continues to give back at every opportunity. So when you're thinking of buying your next car or truck, shop where 4 out of 5 people prefer. Detter Motor Company, simply better. 712-243-4514, www.dettermotor.com.
Nobody wants to settle for second best. That's why when you need the best in auto body repair, you need Detter Motor Company's body shop. With the latest equipment, a continuously educated staff, and experience to back them up, Detter Motor Company's body shop is your total one-stop repair and collision shop. In fact, they are so good, quite a few people think that Detter Motor Company is a body shop that also sells autos. Schedule an estimate today with Dave Newberry, body shop manager, 712-243-4514. Dependable work, unmatched quality. Detter Motor Company's body shop, Atlantic, Iowa.
In high school sports last night, high school volleyball play, the Atlantic Trojans went on the road for a Hawkeye 10 matchup against St. Albert, and it was the Saints who came out on top with a 3-0 victory, 25-12, 25-12, and 25-18, the set scores there as St. Albert wins that one. Also in Hawkeye 10 action, it was Red Oak with a 3-0 sweep over Creston. In Western Iowa Conference play, IKM Manning a 3-0 winner over Audubon. Logan Magnolia, a 3-1 win over Missouri Valley. It was Traynor with a 3-0 sweep over HSTW. In Rolling Valley Conference play, Arweva was a 3-0 winner over Cam. Coon Rapids Bayard picked up a 3-0 win over Woodbine. West Harrison 3-2 over Boyer Valley. And in other scores, Fremont Mills a 3-0 sweep over Thomas Jefferson. Lamoni defeated Murray 3-0, and Winterset was a 3-0 winner over Southeast Warren. The Iowa Girls High School Athletic Union also releasing their latest volleyball rankings yesterday, and here's a look at the area teams that are in the top 15. In Class 1A, Sydney is top-ranked still, followed by St. Albert at number 2, East Mills is 11, and Coon Rapids Bayard is 12. In 2A, Hunterwood is ranked 10th, and in 3A, Kemper Catholic is 8th, Red Oak is 9th, and Class 4A, Lewis Central is 6th, and Glenwood is 12th. And 5A, Abraham Lincoln checks in at number 8. You can look at the full rankings by following the link on that same story there on our sports page. Also in cross-country action last night, ACGC swept the podium on the team and individual side of their home Charger cross-country invite. It was girls winning with 19 points. Perry was second with 58, followed by Martinsdale, St. Mary's, and Cam. Kate Crawford was the champion with a time of 20:45.01 for the Chargers. Jaylene Carolus of Perry finished as the runner-up at 21:17.44. Riley Sloss of ACGC and Kirsten Nobby of ACGC were third and fourth. On the boys' side, ACGC was 17 points to win. Perry was second with 59, then Cam and Martinsdale, St. Mary's, the rest of the teams. Individually, Trevin Sewer of ACGC won it with a time of 18:37.50. His teammate Ben Young was second. Miles Kading was third for the Chargers, and Ethan Fullman of Cam came in fourth. The IKM Manning boys and the Shenandoah girls won team titles at the Audubon Cross Country meet on Thursday, the Audubon Golf and Country Club. Audubon's Grace Slater and IKM Manning's Quentin Dreyer were the individual winners. Just two full team scores on the girls' side, with Shenandoah winning and then Xyra EHK second. Individually, Grace Slater of Audubon was the winner with a time of 21:15. Brenna Gottfried of Shenandoah came in second. Hannah Tigerson of Audubon was third. And Jordan Reimer of Underwood came in fourth. And the boys' side, it was IKM Manning with 40 points to win it. Shenandoah came in second with 44. Riverside, Boyer Valley, and Orient Maxburg, the rest of the full teams. Quentin Dreyer of IKM Manning with a time of 18:21 to win it. Patrick Heffernan of Boyer Valley was second, and Dennis Piling of Riverside, Ben Schroeder of Riverside were third and fourth there at that meet. There were a number of other area meets that just featured maybe a couple of teams here from the area. And in the Nebraska City meet, Noah Jorgensen of Sydney was the individual winner on that side. There were a few teams that competed at Maple Valley. One area team there at the PCM meet and a couple of teams at the Roland Story meet as well. You can follow links to all those full results on our sports page at KJN.com. Moving on then to high school football notes as week number 5 of the season gets underway here tonight. And here's a look at some of the area schedule. We'll have a matchup for you in Class 2A District 7 as Atlantic goes on the road to take on Kemper Catholic as those two teams open up a district play. Kemper Catholic led by their quarterback Cole Collison, who's thrown for 397 yards and two touchdowns. He's also ran on the season for 214 yards and 4 scores, and that's where Atlantic head coach Mike McDermott said the Trojans will have to be more focused to try to slow him down here tonight. Atlantic will counter with Tyler Moen, who's ran for 581 yards and 7 touchdowns this season, and sophomore quarterback Garrett McLaren has thrown for 357 yards and 4 scores. We'll have that game for you tonight here on the radio. Mike Smith will join me for the broadcast, our pregame at 6:30, kickoff at 7 o'clock right here on KJN. You can catch the action here on the radio, online at KJN.com, also on the web app, and you can watch live video on the KJN TV page. Go to the KJN Video Network, click on KJN TV, and you can watch that ball game tonight as well with live video. Some of the other games that are on the slate here tonight, it's all district play now for the most part here around the state, just a couple of stray non-district games. In Class 4A District 7, it'll be Councilman Thomas Jefferson at West Des Moines Valley, and Abraham Lincoln will host Urbandale. In Class 3A matchups, Denison Schleswig in District 1 will host Spencer. In District 2, Carroll is at Webster City. In District 9, ADM is at Harlan. Creston is at Lewis Central and Glenwood at Winterset. In Class 2A, District 9, outside of that Atlantic Kemper game, it's Greene County at Shenandoah and Red Oak at OABCIG. In Class 1A, District 8, ACGC's at Van Meter, Panorama at Clarinda, and West Central Valley at Mount Air. District 9 has Cherokee Washington at Missouri Valley, Maple Valley at Underwood, and Trainer at Esack County. In Class A, in District 2, it'll be Fort Dodge St. Edmund at IKM Manning. District 8 will have Wayne at Linville Sully and Central Decatur at North Mahaska. District 9 has HSTW at Riverside, Southwest Valley at Nottoway Valley, St. Albert at Earlham. District 10, Lawton Bronson will be at West Monona, Tri-Centers at Woodbury Central, and Westwood is at Logan Magnolia. And an 8-man play tonight in District 1, Arweva will be at Remsen St. Mary's. In District 6, it'll be Mormon Trail at Lenox. And also in District 7, Bedford is at Sydney, East Mills at Stanton Essex, and Griswold is at Fremont Mills. In District 8, Boyer Valley, you will travel to Audubon. Cam is at Exira EHK tonight, homecoming for the Spartans up there on the hill in Exira, and that game will be available to you tonight as well on the Cam Cougar channel. Go to the video network and click Cam Cougar channel to be able to watch that broadcast tonight from those Cam students. And West Harrison at Coon Rapids Baird and Woodbine is at Glidden Ralston there. That's a look at your high school football schedule here tonight. Stay tuned after the games tonight as well, as you can catch all the scores from around the state on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show from 10 to 11:30. The Iowa Girls Coaches Association announced their Girls Basketball Hall of Fame class for 2020, and the inductees include Exira EHK's Tom Peterson and AHSTW's Steve Savane. Both those coaches will be inducted into the Hall of Fame during an April 4th ceremony in Cedar Rapids, along with a number of other individuals as well. In Major League Baseball notes, the Brewers have shaved another half game off the Cardinals' lead in the NL Central by completing a sweep of the Reds. Orlando Arcia laced a 3-run double, and the Brewers earned their 7th straight win by downing Cincinnati 5-3. And Chase Anderson scattered 5 hits over 5 innings, blanking the Reds after Aristides Aquino's solo homer in the bottom of the 1st inning. The game was also the last for longtime Reds broadcaster Marty Brenneman. He began his career in 1974, describing Hank Aaron's historic homer and number 714 that tied Babe Ruth. The Brewers have won 18 of their last 20 to pull within a game of the Cardinals, who had the day off. They embark on a 3-game series with the slumping Cubs here this weekend. Milwaukee ends the regular season with 3 games in Colorado. The Nationals earned a 6-3 win over the Phillies to stay 1 game ahead of Milwaukee for the first wild card spot yesterday as well. And other action there in Major League Baseball was Pittsburgh beating the Cubs 9-5. And in the NFL last night, the Eagles are a 500 team at the one-quarter mark of their NFL schedule after handing the Green Bay Packers their first loss of the year. Nigel Bradham picked off Aaron Rodgers' pass in the end zone with 20 seconds left to secure the Eagles' 34-27 win over the Packers at Lambeau Field. Jordan Howard gashed Green Bay for his second career 3-touchdown game as Philadelphia ended a 2-game skid. That's a look at the latest in sports here on KJN, brought to you by Dinner Motor Company in downtown Atlantic. Experience the Dinner difference. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.